Welcome to the Online Success Journey Podcast, your opportunity to discover and learn from entrepreneurs like yourself. This is not your typical podcast, but a place where you can get the real story and find out how real people encounter speed bumps and detours, but journey through to find success. Now here's your host for the Online Success Journey Podcast, Patience.
Hello everyone and welcome to Online Success Journey. This is episode 47. Are you ready to join the clan? Today we have Divya Paresh. Divya is a coach, an author, and a speaker. She believes that relationships and leadership are the key for any successful business. Hello, Divya.
Hello, Patience. Thank you so much for having me on your show. Greatly appreciate it.
Wow, we are really excited to have you here as well. I know the clan here is anxious to hear your story, so let's get started with the basics. Can you tell my clan a little bit about your background, about what you did before you started your online business? Take us right up to the last job or business before you are online.
Absolutely. I started my career in science, and my life has meandered through academia, teaching, undergraduate and graduate students as an associate professor. And I started out in science because problem solving and curiosity have always drawn me to science. And then how does the mind work? How does the body work? So pulling everything together, I went into biochemistry, always looking to figure out how the human brain and how the human body works. From there, I moved on into biopharmaceutical organizations where I was very fortunate to lead multi-million dollars and several projects bringing life-changing medications to the market. And one of the events that happened in 2008 where economy took a downturn, and what happened was a lot of people were laid off, and that really touched my heart. And I wanted to be someone who would create jobs rather than someone who would lose their jobs. And from there, I did a lot of soul searching and reflection and found that people have been the bane of my existence from the beginning. I have always believed in the people power. When people come together, when they support each other, the results are phenomenal. And when I'm able to help someone, that's what lights me up. So coaching was the answer. I took my certification through International Coaching Federation and International Coach Academy. And from there, as they say, rest is history. I have just been enjoying my journey, and I have come to realization that relationship is so important in our personal lives, and as it is important in personal lives, it's important in business also. So that's what's drawn me to narrow down my niche to as a business relationship and leadership coach, speaker, and author.
Wow, that's a great background, Divya. Okay, what is the most dangerous belief an online entrepreneur can have?
Most dangerous belief, narrowing it down to one. So I would say that one of the most dangerous beliefs that an entrepreneur can have is that they can do everything by themselves. Because if they think they can do everything on their own, what happens is burnout happens. You are expert at what you do best. Connect with other people who are experts in the other areas that you're not expert at. Collaborate with them. And when you collaborate, the results are just fantastic and phenomenal.
Man aside, how do you know you are successful?
I know I'm successful because it depends on how you define success. So for example, for me, success is living a life that is driven by value-based decisions. So whatever decisions I'm taking in the whole day, whether I'm imparting my message to someone or whether I'm interacting with a person on the train or subway or plane, or I'm interacting with a client, it is my values that are driving my decisions and my actions. And if I live by them, that is success to me. So it's very much individualized what success means to you.
How can we get more out of life?
Oh, that's a very big question, patience.
We really need to get all the juices out of life so we can live happily, have freedom, and do what we like.
Yes. So, are you thinking from an entrepreneurial perspective? Or are you thinking from
What do you advise? What would you advise? How can we really squeeze all the juices out of our life to get the best?
To get the best. Okay, so here's what I'll say. My upcoming book and my signature program is called Relationship Shares, and it talks about relationship equity. It talks about relationship in different areas of life, especially when you're an entrepreneur. Let's focus on today on the entrepreneurial group, that it's about your relationship with yourself. Because if you're not comfortable with yourself, if you're not ready to step in your own skin, then other people are not going to respect you if you're not respecting yourself. So it's about your relationship with yourself, being authentic at all times, knowing where you're going, where you are, and where you're going. So that is one of the keys to taking the juice out of life, is having that clarity. Let's put it down in maybe, a few simple steps. Is first is having the clarity of who you are and where you want to go. And when you have that clarity, it is so much easier to develop that relationship yourself, as well as developing relationship with others. Then how do you see time? Because we have to know that we only have so many years on the planet. We all forget that. We pretend that we are immortals. However, we have got finite time. How do you value your time, and when you're going, how you are going to spend the time? Is it just the quantity of time, or is it the quality of time? Then the next is relationship with your money. Because if you're not comfortable with money, then you will always be struggling. How do you see money as? It's again defining that relationship with it. Then it's defining your relationship with your career, relationship with your market, whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you are a professional or whether you're just a person. Because when I talk about market, is the person that you're interacting with, it's the person or people you want to surround yourself with. Who do you want to surround yourself with? If you surround yourself with negative people, they will bring you down. It's again having clarity in different relationships. It's about the relationship with your legacy. Do you wanna? I have a quote that I always say, live your legacy now and don't wait to leave your legacy. Because if you're thinking, okay, when I die, my legacy will follow, why not start living now? Why not start living your passion, your dream right now? So that you also get that fulfillment of living your legacy, and after you pass away, it continues. It's
Wow.
about, yes. So there are several facets in life where we can get the juice out. It's about going into depth. But the three, summarizing in three things, is in every area is gaining the clarity of where you are, where you want to be. The second is putting a plan into place where you allow for failures and acceptance of learning that, okay, if I failed, it's okay, I can fall, but I need to pick myself up again and continue moving. It's about that acceptance and not giving up. And then third is taking action, because if you don't take action, you're not going to go anywhere.
Okay, what reassurance or encouragement have you got for my members of clan who are not quite there yet?
Yes, that's a great question, Patience. I will share my experience. We are never there. It's not a destination. Life is a journey in itself, which is made up of small destinations. That's how I see. And in my experience, what I've found is that every day is a destination. Then you get up in the morning. The first thing is gratitude. Wow, I have another day that I can play at. And wherever you are at, you are awesome. You are amazing because your inner core never changes. So it's again about accepting yourself, being grateful for the blessings we have. And it's okay to fail. It's okay to make mistakes. And I will share a little story about myself, if I may, patience.
Please, we love stories here.
So last year, it's probably been sometime in August, so you can kind of, it's almost eight, nine months, I think. So now, what happened was I broke my arm in multiple places. And after breaking my arm, I was planned for a lot of great things for my business. I had all on schedule, and boom, everything went out of the window. So forget about doing great things with my entrepreneurship, with my speaking engagements, with writing books. My whole life had just fallen apart. Because it was my right arm, I could not do anything. I was like a toddler, a two-year-old, who was learning to walk again. Or I could not even hold my spoons, like, you know, with my left hand, I'm trying to eat and I find that I was drooling.
Oh, no.
And that pain was tremendous. And, you know, there would be days that I'd be I was totally dependent on everyone. And I could relate. Like, it was so helplessness. Some days I would feel, oh gosh, everything has fallen apart. Nothing's going to get on track. Here I had some clients lined up, but I am not in a place where I cannot coach. So the first week and a half were really hard to accept that this had happened. I'm like, why did it happen now? Why couldn't it have happened earlier or later when I was not so busy? And that was the time I realized that whatever comes, you have to accept it. Take it as a blessing, but not give up. I went through a lot of ups and downs. I sat down with myself and I said, Divya, I'm going to coach you. I coach other people, and now it's time to coach yourself. I sat down, I had a talk, and even now I'm still recovering. I'm still going to physical therapy. I'm taking different treatments to get full range of motion. The pain is still there. However, it's nothing compared to what it was in the beginning. And I'll share with you, during that time, I found out my friends had written up a sign-up sheet where they would come and help me with small chores because I couldn't even open the car door. I was that dependent. I slept in a recliner for 120 days because I could not move my arm, right?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. I cannot go back to sleep, otherwise I'm screaming. But in that time, once I accepted it, that it was okay to ask for help. And that's one of the key things of getting juice out of life too. That I was so humbled and I'm so grateful for life. That I say that what happened to me was one of the best blessings in my life. These people that I did not know that I could depend on, my friends, my family, they just swooped in, surrounded me with love, and gave me so much that I can't say how grateful I am. And that's where I changed my direction and I said relationships. Relationships. Collaboration with everyone, bringing the whole community together, bringing that strong community. anywhere you are, you start out with one person. That's who you are. And in your sphere of influence, create a circle where you build solid relationships. Where you start out with that receiving begins with giving. So I'll share another story in that. So I was so touched by one of my friends. She was bringing food for me every weekend, like, and she is herself so busy. And I told her, you know, I just don't feel right putting you to so much trouble. And you know what she answered? She said, Divya, you have given me so much over all these years. And let's say if the situations were reversed. If I was the one who was in this situation, what would you do? And without thinking twice, I said, I'd be there for you. She said, then just let me help you. So it is so important to let people help you. And I really learned life's very important lessons during this period. And I am very happy to share that during that time, not only I came back, I struggled and I still struggle some of the days. And that's why I say it's not a destination. Every single day, you will have some time when you are at the top of the emotions and you are doing great and everything's going great. But maybe something happens. The whole deal is to, there in my relationship program, I teach that yes, you may fall down, but how you cut down on the time from the time you fall down, from the time you rise, and from the time you go back and perform again at your highest peak performance. So it's about shortening the time every single time where you deliver under pressure, where you come back again like an athlete. It's almost like running for Olympics. Life is Olympics. How and where do you play? It's your choice. It's whether you just want to play at amateur level, you want to play professionals, you want to play masters, or you want to go play Olympics. It's all in your choice and efforts, my friends.
Wow. Oh, thank you for sharing. Very touching. Ooh, we wish you all the best, and hopefully within a few months you'll be back in full condition. All praying for the top goal.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it because, you know, I'm so thankful for this journey that allowed me not only to come up with my great program, it also allowed me to publish several books because once I decided that this was not going to stop me, I would learn to live with it. Then I was able to move forward when I was ready to accept help because we are there for each other and it's okay to receive help and it's okay to give help.
Thank you. Okay. What is the most valuable thing your mentor has told you?
What am I?
The most valuable thing your mentor has told you.
Yes, that's a great question. I'm going to share two. So there are two things. One is investing in yourself. When you invest in yourself, it is not an expense. So for example, every year I have two coaches. One is for my business coach and one is a personal coach. And what they told me was that when you invest in yourself, it is important because you're growing. And when you grow, you perform better. And when you perform better, your results are better. Your results are better. You make more money. You have more money. You have more freedom to what you want to do. And when you are getting good results, you have better relationships. When you have better relationships, there is more joy and fun in life. So everything is in the circle. It's about investing in yourself. And then the second is, it's not only about, so for example, investing in yourself would be taking the time to listen to this podcast that patience is bringing to you. The next step would be to take action. If you have learned even something from this podcast, is okay, let me go build relationship. It's about taking that action. about when you have gone and met somebody at a network. You just don't leave the business card sitting on your table. You follow through. You make the connection, you take the connection to the next level. So the two things, invest in yourself, and then second is take action.
Mm-hmm. What is the most valuable thing you have ever given away?
Myself. I give my best every single time. So even if I'm here in the podcast, I will give my 200% from my heart.
Thank you. Let's talk about your business. What is it all about writing your message? Tell us briefly about what is writing your message all about.
Absolutely. So let me go back in time a little bit. Couple of years back, it was about one of the publishers had been talking about bringing several different people together and writing about the vision. That what is your vision and how can you give life to your vision? And coming from science background, I had written a lot of reports, I had done analysis, looked at the data, but writing a book was something that was very different to me. And here I had an opportunity to participate with wonderful people to write a book about the voyage to your vision. And I struggled and struggled. I just could not write the book. And every single time I would reach out to my publisher and say, can you give me one more month? Can you give me one more month? And this went on for 5 months. And then what happened was one day I was sitting down and meditating and at the shore of a lake. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I think I'm going to throw in the towel. I'm going to call the publisher and apologize profusely and say, I cannot write it. I just can't write it. And what am I supposed to do? And I had purchased different programs also about writing a book, how to write a book, and I would take a look at it, and still nothing was connecting. I was able to do some parts of it, and yet everything was not coming together for me. So then I said, okay, what can I do? I went and meditated right there at the shore. I have a nice area where you can go. It's at the lake. It's surrounded by the trees. You look at the lake. And I just sat down and meditated. I said, okay. What came to me was that let me take my science background and arrange it in such a way that will help me write the book. And I created a process for myself that helped me write the book. I wrote the book, and thanks to the publisher's efforts and also all these great co-authors were there, the book became number one Amazon international bestseller.
Wow.
And after that, I have been using that methodology to write the book. And it has helped me write that book. And I've helped other people write the books using that process.
Okay.
So it works.
Wow.
So if you don't want to sit down and be struggling and be overwhelmed and frustrated, and there will be some days that are frustrating, however, my program addresses that issues to what you do when you are stuck, when you can't move forward. And especially just for your clan and for your listeners, what I would do is I would go ahead and I will, if they write your name that, you know, I heard about this program from Patience Online Journey Success, then I will give them a $50 worth of assessment for free so that they know What is the hidden motivators that propels them to work, that catapults them to success? And I will even throw in a 15-minute laser session, a free session, which I will sit down and I will tell them that, okay, this is your report. I have received the report, and this is how you work, and this is how you can take this program and customize it for yourself.
Wow. Where do we find these lovely offers?
The lovely offers is, let me give you the website address for purchasing the program if anybody's interested. So it is www.dasindavid.iv.com/writing-your-message. Again, the website URL is www.dasindavid.iv.com/forward/writing-your-message. WritingYourMessage. Writing your message. And please note, the form, when you go and order it, the form is going to ask you, where did you hear about us? And write down patient's name or online success. And I will give you a free assessment and a $15 session when you purchase the total program, which is for $195. So you will be getting, my 15-minute session is worth $75. So I'm trying to make it as easy as possible for you. I'm willing to invest $120 in you if you purchase $195. So it's only $75 for you. Are you willing to invest in yourself? Are you willing to invest in yourself where you can share your message with the world and take your business or take your profession to the next level? It's your choice.
Thank you. So, Clan, there will be more from Divya in a moment. If you are finding Divya's journey interesting and you are ready to hear more, come listen to the full version of the interview at onlinesuccessjourney.com. If you are on Online Success Journey already, click on part 2 of Divya's Journey and you'll get lots more great tips you can use for yourself in your business or in your personal life. And don't forget, you can access all other Online Success Journey interviews podcasts on the site as well. So don't forget to go to check out Divya's Write Your Message at www.diviaparesh.com/writing-your-message. That's a wrap, Clan. Remember, success is a journey. Patience and Divya, join us in part 2 at onlinesuccessjourney.com.